God's purpose is for this very minute, for the 60 minutes in every hour, the 24 hours in every day. I'm obedient, doing the right things for the right reason, and trusting God with the results. This very day, I choose to think and act in ways that are healthy and honoring to God, knowing that obedience to Him will produce good fruit. God loves me and wants to give me freedom in Christ. He's on my side. I can go to Him despite my behavior, as His love is so secure. I'm putting down the stones and listening to Jesus tell me how much He loves me, despite my behavior. He alone gives me the power to walk away from anything that holds me in bondage. I'm letting go. I drop the stones of self-condemnation and grab His hand, because there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Lord, I'll walk this day with You as my strength and my encourager. Jesus, because You suffered when You were tempted, You are able to help me when I'm being tempted. Thank You for always being ready to bring me out of the pit of sin and despair. When I'm tempted, I remember how You responded using the Word of God and saying, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God." I need Your power and strength in times of temptation. I pray that the first thing that will come to my mind in those times will be Your word and a desire to call out to You in prayer. Help me make that my first response to You each and every time temptation comes my way. If I confess my sins, You're faithful and just to forgive me my sins and purify me from all unrighteousness. This brings me back to immediate fellowship with You, so our joy will be complete. How can I ever thank You for Your loving kindness to me? I pray I will never take Your forgiveness lightly. I will come to You immediately when I have sinned, so I can be purified from all unrighteousness. Thank You for sending Jesus to die for my sins. And thank You for giving me the assurance I need that You've forgiven me day after day. You restore my confidence and allow me to experience authentic intimacy with You. I submit myself to You, God, and I resist the devil so he will flee from me. I draw near to God, and He draws near to me. Whenever I feel tempted, I run to You, God. Whenever I begin to beat myself up for my weaknesses or failures, I run to You, God. When I feel confused and hopeless, I run to You, God. I submit and surrender it all to You, Lord, and know in that moment the enemy has run off with his tail between his legs. Lord, You're my shelter from temptations of life. You're my strength when the enemy is prowling about. Help me to surrender all my temptations, weaknesses, and failures to You, Father. Thank You for keeping me safe from the enemy. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but I will not be mastered by anything. Everything is under the power of choice, but once a choice is made, I become a servant to that choice. Therefore, I pray for wisdom to make excellent choices every day. I choose the best from all the good and do those things that help me love God more and my family more and love others more. I know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Therefore, I walk by the Spirit and don't carry out the desire of my flesh. I abide in Christ and walk by the Spirit by constantly being dependent upon Him. I can see myself settling down and knowing that I'm totally at home and secure in Him. I am strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. I put on the full armor of God so that I can take a stand against the devil's schemes. My struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around my waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with my feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, I always take up the shield of faith with which I can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And I pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. No temptation has overtaken me but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. He'll not allow me to be tempted beyond what I'm able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that I can endure it. God won't let me be tempted beyond what I'm able. I remember that. And in the moment of temptation, I flee. I flee from each temptation and call out to the Lord, who can sympathize with my weakness. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize. We have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, and yet was without sin. In my weakest times, I run toward God, knowing that He welcomes me with loving open arms as I approach Him humbly in my time of need. I approach You, Jesus, in reverence and awe, but also with confidence. I know that You want me to overcome. You are my overcomer. I know that the Lord will grant me, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in my innermost being, so that Christ can dwell in my heart through faith, and that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ is, which surpasses all knowledge.